All right, UFC 200 recap show. Coming after my predictions, we just got done watching UFC 200, most of it.
Literally.
I'm here with Tim.
Hi.
Schuster, the producer. And filling in on this one now is Rich. So we all watched it. I ended up 7-4 on my predictions. I missed most of the main card fights, but I got all the undercard fights pretty clean through. So I'm pretty proud of myself, first time doing predictions on anything like that.
I expected better.
Well,
expectations were high, they were let down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I like to keep the bar low, so that way you know not to expect much from me.
I won't. Chili dicking on that one, I say.
Chili dicking.
Don Fry wouldn't approve.
Don Fry would not approve. Don Fry's mustache would not approve.
No.
He's anti-chili dicking.
It is.
He doesn't tolerate none of that.
No.
Chili dicking.
The 70s porn stash is all about anti-chili dicking.
It's intense.
That's a 2012 stash, sir.
It's very modern. It's very modernized.
Modernized.
Were there any fights that, you know, exceptionally surprised you guys, that you liked more than the others?
It was a very average pay-per-view, I feel.
Yeah, I don't think it lived up to the hype that they put around it.
No. I mean, there's a lot of surprises, like Lesnar Hunt going the distance.
Yeah.
I really didn't see that happening at all. I figured one of them would have won in the first round. It could have went either way.
Right.
But Brock looked good. He looked good defending and blocking everything.
He looked fine for himself.
Yeah, I mean, he's a wrestler.
Sure.
It's not flashy.
Right.
But he is one of the most entertaining wrestlers because he's so damn big.
Right.
He can actually throw people around from positions that don't make any sense.
Right.
Throwing people is what he did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he did it.
Silva?
Right. Like, I feel like the whole John Jones getting busted for, you know, performance-enhancing drugs has really put a damper on the whole card in general with,
yeah,
like, all the animosity between those two, and then to have that just disappear off the card, and Silva on 2 days' notice did great. For 2 days' notice.
For 2 days' notice, he did very good.
Right.
Yeah.
And Cormier looked really terrible against him.
Yeah,
so
it's
I
weird.
Feel like he would have definitely got destroyed by Jones.
You think he was holding back?
No, I think he just
was
off night.
Yeah.
Because like, you're looking at a 185er that's over the hill.
And
on
he was putting
notice
in those punches, man, at the
right
end.
Mm-hmm.
He made a believer out of me for maybe 15 seconds. And then
I don't think Cormier was expecting a fight either. I think he was going to walk in here, take a guy out. It's just a name to throw in the card. I don't think he was
right
expecting a legit fight.
Yeah, I think overall I've seen more exciting fights.
Yeah.
More exciting cards as a whole. For me, I think the most exciting fight was the Edgar Aldo fight, but I don't think that was as good as their first one.
No.
If any of you guys remember seeing it or saw it, first one was like a nail-biter up until the end. This one just seemed like Frankie was just off his game, and Jose just was on his. So maybe that loss was the best thing that could have ever happened to him.
Yeah. I don't know. I wouldn't say I didn't enjoy the pay-per-view, but definitely wasn't their strongest.
Right.
Yeah, it was pretty average. It wasn't really one fight where I think, like, that was a memorable fight.
Mm. Yeah. The women's fight's kind of memorable just because they're just trading that belt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was one of the more exciting women's fights I've seen.
Mm-hmm.
And Amanda Nunes has really solid striking.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, she's really disciplined and it's not, like, wild and crazy. And, like, I know Rich has watched a bunch of them with me, and the women's striking always seems a little more amateur and haywire, but Amanda Nunes was like, looked like she had been fighting for a long time.
Yeah.
Like, crisp, clean striking.
She was striking. She was anticipating counters. She was doing quite well.
Yeah, 7-4. I'm not too upset. Some of the ways some of the fights went, I wish had gone the other way. Like, would have loved to have seen Frankie take on Connor. I think he got kind of a raw deal having to win 4 fights after losing to Aldo and having to fight Aldo again.
Right.
They just didn't want to put Connor against a real wrestler with a full training camp. I think that's what it was. And I'm over Connor not fighting in this division. Like, stop running from where you have the belt. Defend it.
Right.
I come from the camp where I don't think you're the champ unless you've defended your belt. Like, sure, you want it. That's great. But you haven't, like, staked your claim. Like,
yeah,
it's not yours.
Memorable.
Right, it's not yours until you've defended it.
Yeah, being memorable as a fighter and memorable as a champ is two different things.
Right. But yeah, there was a lot of big names on the card. I mean, it probably did great on pay-per-view. The only way to know how well it did is the post-fight presser with whoever ends up talking about the gate and buys and everything. They usually have a rough estimate by then. But yeah, I mean, nothing exciting, nothing not exciting, just another card, really, for all the hype that was around it. Just
the Octagon was too yellow.
Yes.
Yeah. It really, yeah, because the, I mean, you completely forgot about the that first fight, the Kane.
Oh yeah, Kane Travis Brown.
Yeah, Kane looked good.
Oh yeah,
Kane did look good, bouncing back from his.
Which I've never cared about him. Yeah. He never excited me, so but that was nice.
Just go with the unmemorable. Almost forgot about that fight.
Yeah.
Right.
Just completely.
But he looked good. He did some crazy kicks that he's not known for, which was nice.
Yes.
Schuster, take us home.
Yeah, just some average pay-per-view.
That's an average take-home.
I'm chili dicking.
Don't chili dick the take-home.
I'm going to chili dick it.
Don Fry is not about chili dicking.
No, so stop.
That's fine. He's in Arizona. I don't need to deal with him.
You don't want to deal with Don Fry?
I said I don't have to deal with him.
Oh, you have to. It's happening. Fryception. It's happening. We're getting it.
No, all the Fryception.
But probably not.
No.
Probably not.
He'll probably never listen to this.
No, I would imagine that.
But we can hope.
We can dream.
That he somehow learns about chili dicking.
Oh, he knows
He's
about chili
dicking.
Tweeted
at him enough times.
Yeah, he knows chili dicking.
He's aware. He is aware.
We love you, Don Fry.
We do. We do.
And your parasitic mustache. I just assume it's another life form. It's just so intense.
It's Brock Bronson.
It is. Correct. Everybody watch it.